This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Well, in Huron County Circuit Court, there's drama unfolding in around Terry Alvin Kaufman, accused of sprawling criminal enterprise involving prepaid funeral services. He entered a plea of no contest to 39 felony counts. This isn't just about a legal technicality. It's about a staggering sum of over $1.1 million in restitution owed to 204 victims. Kaufman's plea is part of a deal. He'll avoid further charges for alleged uncharged bad acts in exchange for acknowledging his guilt and committing to pay back every penny. Prosecutors are pushing for significant consecutive sentences, recommending a minimum of 61 months behind bars. However, Judge Prill retains full discretion, meaning the final sentence could even be more severe. The case highlights the devastating impact of financial fraud, particularly when it preys on those planning for end-of-life arrangements. With pre-sentence investigation now underway, all eyes turn to May 11th when Kaufman will face sentencing and the victims will finally see a measure of justice. In Huron County District Court, visiting Judge Prill heard from a Michigan man that's facing a legal gauntlet could land him behind bars for years. On March 14th in Verona Township, Justin Michael Whalen was apprehended and is charged with felony operating while intoxicated, his third offense, a charge amplified by prior convictions in 2018 and 2021. The stakes are high. A potential 1 to 5 years in prison, thousands in fines, and even forfeiture of his vehicle. But the court isn't just setting a bond, they're imposing a digital tether. Whalen, who already posted an $8,000 10% bond, is now under a strict alcohol ban and will likely be fitted with a SCRAM or SoberLink device, ensuring constant sobriety monitoring. His legal battle heats up with a probable cause conference scheduled for March 26th, followed by a preliminary exam on April the 10th. In a strategic move, prosecutors plan to introduce a lab report in place of live testimony, aiming to streamline their case. With court-appointed counsel Michelle Siv now on board, Whalen's next few weeks will be critical as he navigates serious charges under the intense scrutiny. And a late-night crash in Sanilac County is raising serious concerns about impaired driving. It happened just after 10 p.m. Wednesday night at the intersection of Galbraith Line and St. Clair Road in Worth Township, where deputies say a 21-year-old Birchville man behind the wheel of a Jeep failed to stop at the intersection. That's when his vehicle was struck by a westbound Chevy Malibu driven by a 23-year-old woman from Sandusky. The impact sent both vehicles off the roadway and into nearby ditches. Emergency crews rushed to the scene, and the Jeep driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital with injuries that fortunately were not life-threatening. The driver of the Malibu walked away unharmed. Investigators now believe alcohol may have played a role in that crash, and the crash remains under review. Authorities are reminding drivers one decision behind the wheel can change everything in an instant. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Nearer, nearer, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of the mall?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
This is Jessica from Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to Mackenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. The Department of Homeland Security remains partially closed as Congress fails to reach a funding agreement. This marks the second time in recent months the department has faced a total collapse of operational funding. Senate Democrats have sent a counteroffer to the White House, but no deal's been signed. In the meantime, critical agencies like TSA and Border Control are operating on skeleton crews, with many employees calling out sick. For the second time in a week, the Cuban national power grid has completely collapsed, leaving the entire island without electricity. The Ministry of Energy and Mines confirmed the total failure of the national electric system. The blackout has sparked concerns about stability of essential services, including hospitals and water supply. Government has yet to provide a timeline for when power might be restored to the population. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And Mackenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe, as well as Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
Nearer, nearer, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of the mall?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Reske, at Reske Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.